Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini subbing in for Dee today. I'm so excited to be with you guys. I love it when Dee asks me to sub her show. Of course, she will be missed. I will try to do her justice today. For those of you that know me, I'm very excited to chat with you. For those of you that don't know me, you can find me at intuitionbynadia.com. Dee and I have been working together for about 20 years. I always am, it's a joy to be with you guys in this community. So, couple things. I work a little differently than Dee. Sometimes if you call in, you can ask me a specific question, or sometimes you can just ask, hey, can you generally do a read on my energy? And today my intention is to be of the highest service to everyone on the line today. So know if I don't get to you, that we'll get to whatever you need to hear today. Okay. So a couple announcements from Dee. She has this amazing Getting Out of Staying Stuck webinar this Wednesday, guys, for $40 with the Dr. Sharon Wilson, the psychologist, and she's giving you personalized meditation CDs after this workshop. I feel like it's a steal, $40. So sign up for that ASAP because it is this Wednesday, the 28th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, so Dee wanted to make sure that you guys knew about that opportunity. So just so you guys know, I'm going to move on. The way I work on my own show, I do my own show the first Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio as well. It's Intuition by Nadia. And I do energy updates for every month. If you want to sign up for my energy updates, you can email me at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com or find me on Facebook. Or even if you just Google Intuition by Nadia, all my stuff will come up and you can get a hold of me. So let me talk a little bit about what was going on in March and kind of what we're moving into in April. Obviously, my April thing has not come out yet, but if those of you want to sign up, you can. So in March, we felt this huge shift. Obviously, yesterday was a really powerful day in the sense of, and I said this in my March update, there's this renewed sense of freedom as we get in this more trusting relationship with our own power in March. And that's what March is about, is getting into a relationship of like, wait a second, I am powerful. Wait a second, I can really move mountains with my own energy. And that's the energy that this new generation, these teens are coming in with. Like, we just go ahead and try to tell me we can't. We're here to make change. And it's very powerful energy that we're all feeling. There's this really big opening that's happened in March that, you know, through 2017, there was sort of this cleansing. There was a lot of grieving. There was a lot of pain that was being processed through the planet. And now we're really opening, and it's just perfect because it's spring coming. There's this really big potential energy of creativity, of inspiration, and of love that's really opening for us. And for those of us that have been doing the work, that are following the spiritual path, we are the ones that are going to be guiding the world, and that's where the world is going. So it's a very exciting time. You're going to start seeing the universe rewarding you, and a lot of you have already seen this month. The more willing you are to be yourself, the more the world is going to reward you. That is the new energy. So no more people pleasing, no more fear of what people are going to think about me. It's so much more about I'm going to be me, and the people that are in alignment with that will come. And if they're not, that's okay. I bless them away from me. You're going to see how this idea of power is really changing. It's really getting back to the individual instead of like this, the government has power over me, this money has power over me. That is what's crumbling. And it's very exciting because we're really getting to where we're owning that we're really the creators. And it's taken us a while because the collective has been so kind, and it's hard to live on this planet and not get sucked in by the collective. So standing strong in your truth, that's what I talked about in March. And that is exactly what's been going on in March, is standing in your truth. And people really the more you're willing to do that, the more people will follow you. So I also do affirmations last month, and then again, still this month, we still have a few days left in this month, as I allow my desires to expand and empower me. So know that as we're moving into these next few months, it's about embracing your true power, not giving it away anymore, not giving it away to the minor annoyances of the day, not giving it away to political things that are triggering, really owning, I can really make a change. Even if I'm in my own house and not getting out there and doing anything, it's about vibrationally I can make a change because that's how powerful I am. So for April, I'll give you a little taste, is there is this, as we're in this kind of huge emotional shift on the planet and spiritual shift on the planet, the image I have for this April is this giant heart opening. It's like we're fully opening to loving in a new way because it's almost like we've been capped at the way we love. So it's opening your heart fully this coming month in April to creative inspiration, to divine guidance, to listening to our inner being, to choosing happiness and joy, bringing the energy of love wherever you can find it. If it's looking at a kitten, if it's, you know, looking at the sky and when it's beautiful and blue and clear and breathing in the air, whatever you got to do to find that love energy, calling it in. Because there's this sort of, they show me this almost a new beginning in love. It's like we're being reborn into a new way of loving and a more pure way of loving. And it was, it's just such a powerful energy, you know, really embracing not only our self-love, obviously, which must come first, but the connection with our fellow human beings, like really finding that love with the connection of somebody you may not know or understand, but that humanness that connects us, that is really the new energy. It's very strong and resonant, and it's about bringing in those connections in your life. So those of you that are looking for partners, this year is a great year to meet your partner. This year is a great year to bring in the right business people or clients. It's calling in love in strong resonant connections into your life. That's really the energy of April. It's really exciting. Know that we are on the leading edge, and part of this leading edge energy, as you're seeing these sort of teens and children come forward with the yesterday and the march, is this sort of inner child energy, getting back to that child within you that knows that anything is possible, that loves bigger. And, you know, then we kind of cap it off as we get older. We get wounded, so we close our hearts off in little tiny pieces we don't realize until we see a child or an animal and how recklessly they love. And that's what we're moving into, you guys. So it's very exciting. Also, you're going to see plans go awry. Plans are not, well, it is Mercury retrograde, but it's also every time you try to make a plan, things are going to go crazy, which I'm A-type personality, does not work for me. So it's part of my lesson too, to really go with the flow and go, hey, universe has got my back. No matter what's happening, universe knows what I want. So I'm going to go with this flow. And that, again, trusting. So trusting and love, guys, big energy coming in. So excited. If you want to get my energy updates via email or on Facebook, email me, intuitionbynadia@gmail.com. Very excited to chat with you all today. So let's get started. First caller today is Emily from California.
Hi, Nadia. So great to meet you this morning.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. So how can I help you today?
I would like a general and anything about my divine partner. I feel his essence so close.
As soon as you said it, I said we're going to partners in love. That was, I mean, literally, it was the first thing, so I'm glad that you could feel that. All right, so let's see what's going on with him, with you in resonance. Okay, good. So you need to open your physical body. You're there spiritually. You feel him spiritually on a spiritual level. It's like not in your body. Does that make sense? Your body, you want to almost, and the image I have is, this is a very intimate thing that I'm about to say, but it's like you're laying in bed and you see the soul above you and merging it with your energy and saying, because it's almost like you're this person and is a piece of the same soul as you that you're calling in. Okay.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always happen. That doesn't always happen. And there's a strong spiritual connection between the two of you. It's already there. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's already there.
I feel like I've felt his heart drop into my heart.
Yes. But there's this sort of disconnect with your physical body. Is there some insecurities or anything around your body or anything physically?
You know, I mean, I've had some sexual trauma in the past.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the root of it, but I mean, I've been on a journey.
Enough.
I feel like now I just love my body.
Yeah, there's something here. Okay, let me just see. Yes, good. So, okay, so what they're saying to me is you need an increase of your life force and, like, your sexual energy. And I think they showed me that you've done a lot of healing on this abuse. It's not active.
Yeah,
but there's this sort of feeling where you're still not fully empowered in your sexuality in your body. So it's like,
okay,
in a spiritual sense, you feel good about it. But when it's like the animal sexual, they could just keep showing you body as in like earth and physicality and like, you know, almost passion and fire, like that. That's what we want to bring in.
Because it needs
to bring it into earth. Because it's almost like it's emerging of the two. Because you already have the spiritual side and the connection and the soul connection, and it's bringing in the physical so it can really manifest quickly. Because they're showing me, so I would say calling in my life force energy, bringing my sensuality, my sexuality, my passion, my connection in this physical body. Because that's what they are saying to me. And thank you, they just gave this to me. When you were physically abused,
mm-hmm.
you left your body and you've returned a lot more. You're like, they're showing me 75%. You're 75% in your body back.
Okay.
But in order to where you want to be, it needs to be 100. So it's not like a huge, it's just that 25%. Yeah.
And so just asking, calling in the energy, is there anything physically?
What I would
or...
say is I'm willing to physically embody my sensuality, my sexuality, my passion. I'm safe embodying it now. I'm safe being fully in my body.
That's beautiful.
Because it just feels like, I'm going to cry because I just feel like you've done amazing work, but now it's safe to come back fully into your body. Like, and that's where you're really going to attract this in quick. It is absolutely in your vibration for this year. Absolutely.
Oh, I mean, I feel like it's any day. It's crazy.
Any minute now. Like any minute now. Yeah. Any minute now. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And just opening to bring them to my doorstep. I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just that little piece for you.
Okay. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you.
Love you.
Day.
You
Mwah.
Too.
Bye, honey. Next, we have Susan from Niagara Falls. Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi, Nadia. Love to hear from you always. Thank you so much for taking my
call.
Oh, amazing. I've had this creeping crud for some while, but I'm much better. I'm much better. I'm using tissue salts to help me, and
great.
I've been staying on track with keeping up. Obviously, I had to take care of myself for a while, but... I am doing a lot of creative ideas are coming. I'm also
Great.
Calling in my man,
Great.
And been working on that.
They're just showing me just to interrupt you. I'm sorry because you know when they talk, I have to listen. You definitely are in a new beginning right now, Susan. And it's interesting. They're bringing in the father energy.
Really?
For you, for some reason. Yeah. And what that means is it's sort of like you're mothering and fathering yourself, which is getting. Because you've always had the divine feminine. You've had no issue with being in your feminine. By now making this balance with like mother, father, God, mother, father within you, that's what's making you more of a match to bringing in the love that you want in your life because you're learning to bring that in for yourself.
Okay, that's good.
You know what I mean? Like more of like I'm stronger, I'm powerful, I'm ready to put myself out in the world. That's sort of the male energy. And you have much more of a balance of that right now. So that's really good.
Yeah, I've been actually working with my father who's passed over too.
Yes.
I'm a medium.
Yes.
And so that's good. I have a new cat too. I think she's in heat right now. It's amazing.
Well, did you have a question for me today, or do you just want a general?
Basically, a general. I don't know why I got sick. That's because I was very very conscientious about remaining well, and then all of a sudden I catch this stuff, and I'm like,
sure,
what in the
sure.
is going on with
sure.
that?
Well, I have two things. One is there is sort of, and I think that this feels familiar to me, so tell me if I said this to you on my show when you called in, which is there's, again, this still this little feeling, it's not massive, but it's there, of survival fear. And you have such a strong connection with your top chakras. You have such a strong spiritual connection. But there's still this, again, and it's funny, the theme, as we said with Emily, of this sort of like earthly things that are annoying. Do you know what I mean? Paying bills, you know, this kind of stuff. There's still resistance around that kind of stuff. And so that resistance is just where, because then again, it's like the physical body. It's the physical things, life on life terms, as I call it. That resistance can cause sickness because it's like, ugh, I don't want to deal with this stuff. I'd rather live in the earth, you know, in the angelic realms in my creativity and be there. You know, I don't want to have to deal with this crap. You know, there's still a little bit of that. So bringing in like, hey, how can I bring love and appreciation and gratitude to these little survival things that I have to do every day?
Okay, that brings me into another question. Earlier
sure.
this month, I went in. I've been looking for a new couch because my couch is in rags, basically.
Okay.
And I found one, and I bought one. It came out perfectly. And I'm like, now, do I really want it? Because now I've got to, you know, go get it and pay for it and everything. And I'm like,
Well, and I think that the reason you wouldn't want it is because, again, you're getting stuck in the, instead of, hey, I was called to get the couch. It felt good to get the couch. Let me trust that. Instead of going into money fear and going into, and that's what you're feeling is, oh, as soon as like money or there's sort of that lack mentality creeps in.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that's what you got to work on right now is going, hey, I was called to get it. I'm going to trust that.
Okay. Because
okay.
I was thinking it's been difficult because I have to go pick it up and I still haven't found somebody to pick it up with yet.
Okay. Well, and it's because you have your resistance. So if you embrace the whole process, you'll find somebody to help you pick it up. You know, it's really embracing like, hey, I was called to get it. It's going to be a beautiful couch. I'm excited to have it. I was due for a new couch. You know, sit down and do that. Even these small things, they make huge, huge differences in our lives, these little things, you know?
Yeah, actually, it's a love seat and reclining chair that match.
Perfect.
First
of
all, I have furniture. I love it.
All right, well, thank you so much, Susan.
I love you, Nadia. Thank you so much for your guidance.
Thanks, Susan. Thank you.
Emailed you. Did you get my email?
I did not. So
I have to email you again then.
So I will check. Okay. intuitionbynadia@gmail.com. All right.
I got it.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Next I have Eileen in Brooklyn. New York's in the house. Hi, Eileen.
New York is in the house. Hi, Nadia. I'm just learning about you, but you sound fascinating.
Oh, thank you.
I guess you lean toward relationships and that sort of thing,
well,
correct?
That just seems to, I lean towards anything. It just seems to be what's up for people today.
Mm.
So, you know, I noticed that for you, it feels like money and relationships are up for you.
Yeah, and there's also, I have a minor surgery tomorrow that I'm going to have done. And I just wanted to get some feedback.
Okay, well, you definitely have a little normal amount. I call it the right-sized amount of fear. But there is this feeling of, first of all, everything's going to go fine. Let me start with that. It's all done. It's all good. I don't feel any complications. I don't feel anything like that. But there is this feeling of you feeling alone and really wanting that sort of, like, when we go through things like this, it's just like you really – they're showing me like a circle around you of angels, like a circle holding hands around you, that you're not alone, you know, during this process. Like they're showing me that this is all going to be good. But there is this feeling of you really desiring deep connections, and especially during this sort of time when survivor fear comes up.
Yeah, I just finished writing a song about I miss love and about my heart. My twin flame that I haven't met yet.
Okay, great. So let's see where you're at. Let's see what I can give you today on letting that in, because obviously it's the theme of the day. I always ask channel, I'm like, what do we need for this group? And obviously love and partnership is the theme today.
Okay.
So let's see for, I mean, can I give you? Okay. So you've become very independent through your life. You have this sort of feeling of like you're self-sufficient. I can do it myself. And it's almost like really making room in your heart. I definitely see deep disappointment. You've been deeply disappointed by people.
Yes.
In this life.
Over and over. Yes.
Over and over again. And so it's really hard for you to see outside of that because you know it exists. It's like the spiritual thing is like, you know, that relationship is there for you, but you've never seen it. You have no evidence. Right. So
yes.
What we want to call in for you, what I would start with is help me open my heart fully to the love I want to experience that I really don't believe you've experienced yet in this life. How are you on meditation and things like that?
I'm okay.
Okay, because I would do 15 minutes a day, if you can, 15 minutes a day of literally seeing your heart chakra open, saying, I'm calling in love in all areas of my life. I'm calling in the love. I want to feel it, because what I see from you so much, Eileen, is you almost, even the people that love you in your life, it's like you don't receive it. It's like, well, they're gonna punch me in the face again, or they're going to disappoint me, so I'm not going to even receive the love.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this sort of distancing of yourself. And so in order to really bring in the partner, you have to let go of that. You have to open fully.
Okay.
Like, build it and they will come, you know?
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
It is. Thank you very much, Nadia.
Okay. Thank you, Eileen. All the best. Nice
Thanks.
To meet you.
Same here.
Okay, next I have Allison from Canada.
Hi, Nadia. So
Hi,
happy
Allison.
To talk to
Hi.
You.
Hi. How can I help
I
you
also,
today?
I also have relationship questions, I guess, two.
Fantastic.
One is I'm also looking for a relationship. And
Great.
Second, I've got some back pain, and I think it's related to the weekend I just spent with my sisters, and I'm looking for more insight on that.
Okay, yes. Okay, well, I have a lot of insight. First of all, this is going to sound crazy, but can I get the month and day of your birthday?
December 4th.
Okay. It's so funny. I have so many. So this is what I was feeling. There's this sort of nature of who you really are, and then there's this sort of way you've been functioning. You're so in your head, and you are not a head person. You are a feeling person. You are a freedom-seeking person. You are a almost childlike fun that I feel like is missing. And your sisters, like what I feel from your sisters is almost pressure. The way they're showing it to me on your back is like rocks on your back. It's like you take on, you're so sensitive, you take on everybody's stuff. You know what I mean? And so when you're with your family, there's this sort of like, I'm going to take it, you know, and like hold it. And so that's what I'm feeling, this sort of thing that you don't need to take on that you do take on. Okay. You're so hard on yourself, and in your mind, I feel like there's a lot of spinning. I call it the monkey mind, when it's like, la, 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 there's a lot going on in your head. So we need to try to quiet that and get you back into your kind of natural state. And your natural state is really fun and sweet, and you care deeply about issues and people and things. Does that make sense? Oh my gosh, the partnership and love today is big. And you want that with somebody, with a partner. You're really looking for somebody who's has those same qualities.
Yeah.
Yes? See what your resistance is to that. Okay. Good. Okay, so you're going to like this one. Allison, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I see a man coming in with money. This man has money. Okay. And he is... I don't know if this is ever something you wanted, but I almost see like travel or it's this sort of like adventure. He has a sense of adventure to him that you've been asking for in your life. It's almost like boredom in your life, and this man is bringing in this sort of adventure. Does that resonate?
I am Sagittarius, yes.
Yes, you are Sagittarius, my friend. So so what you need to do in order to kind of call this guy in is – get in touch with your true essence. I want to be, because what I feel your connection with your partner is, you're your full true self. And I don't feel like in your life and in your daily life, you're giving yourself permission to be your full self. So you kind of need to start doing that before he can come in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I always say it's like you have to be that person and then everything that matches it will come to you. So whether you're with your sisters, whether you're at the market, it's I'm going to bring my whole heart to the table. I'm going to bring my full personality to the table. I'm willing to be me fully, which is kind of silly and childlike and fun. And you just want fun so bad. Like your soul has been calling out for fun for a long time. So you have a lot of fun.
I've
in
always
escrow,
been very
a lot of,
curious.
Yeah, and you're not, that's not your truth. That's not who you really are. That's why I said you have a lot of head energy, a lot of serious bogging down head energy that you learned. It's not your nature. And I think that with your family, it feels like that's what you learned. That's how they are. So you're going, okay, well, I have to, like, hold down the fort. You know, I have to, like, be serious about this. And that's not what I see in your relationship. I see the opposite.
Oh, that is
so. If you can bring that in now, it's going to bring the relationship in faster.
Okay. So go have fun
okay.
and adventure.
That's right. Be you. I'm willing to be me because I always say the best couples are when I see people and it's like they're the best versions of themselves with that person. Like they're themselves. They're fully themselves. And that's what you want. You want to be fully yourself with this person. So
okay.
we got to bring her out. Let her party a little.
Okay.
Thank
okay. you so much, Nadia.
Thanks, Allison. Thank you. Okay, next I have Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, Phyllis.
Oh, hey, Nadia. How are you?
Good. I love all these new people today. So fun.
Yeah, it feels like,
how could I
feels like
you?
It feels like a spring in the air with your call.
Oh, good.
I think
so how can I help you today?
Yeah, I had this pain in my tricep in my left arm. I got, I don't know what
okay.
it was, you know, there are a bunch of things, physical things, you know, kind of all
okay,
along at the same
through,
time.
Let's go through this. Okay. Which ones are the bothering you the most?
Which ones what?
Bother you the most.
Which ones? What does ones mean?
Yeah, you said you have a bunch of physical things that are bothering you.
Oh, I meant that I did. I went and did a big two big photo shoots back to back. You know, I went to a chiropractor. All this stuff happened at the same time, and all of a sudden my arm's hurting.
Okay, your left arm. So,
yes.
So left is your female side, okay? So it's usually around receiving. Is there music going on in the background? Sorry, it's just slightly.
Yeah, let me move. I'm at one of these bloody coffee shops where you can't get any peace and quiet.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm not going into that. Thank you.
No problem. So
okay.
there's a sort of receiving energy that's blocked, okay?
Okay.
Also they're showing me here that there's something around you're giving more than you're getting. Okay, you're putting more energy out than you're getting back.
Huh, interesting.
Okay? So what that means is they are showing me money around you, though. They're showing me that you've planted these seeds, and there's going to be a lot of work for you this year, a lot of money for you this year, okay? They're showing me a lot of money.
Okay.
So that's really good. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
People. So money's not an issue for you this year. The real guidance for you right now is – okay, good. So are you around relationships too? Are you one of the people around relationships too?
What do you mean around relationships?
Like, do you
mean?
Want a relationship that you don't have?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good,
yeah.
Because it's coming up for you also. Okay. Again.
Okay.
And do you do a lot of contracts or things like that? Like paperwork?
Well, I'm doing
kind
of contracts. I have a lot of paperwork I have to do for some jobs and things. But
yeah, there's a lot of paperwork, and that stuff, that like the paperwork, I use the word contracts because it's just kind of like stuff you have to deal with that you have to sign. You have to
I got tons.
Yeah, tons of that stuff. That stuff also, like, you hate doing it. So
yeah, I do.
It puts in some resistance into your energy. So at some point when this money comes in, thank you, that's why they showed me the money, they're like, you got to hire somebody to do that. You got to hire somebody as you move into your abundance, being willing to go, I'm calling in the help because this is the non-joyful part of my work. And you want to stick with the joyful part of your work, okay? You're just opening the doors right now to really letting this kind of romantic energy in. You've been very go, and you're finally like, okay, I'm ready to bring somebody in. So that's really good. The way you're going to bring your partner in is the opposite, is going to be like the reason of your arm is going to be allowing it in, so receiving it. So the way you receive it is you kind of go, bring this person to me. This is what I want to feel when I'm with this person. I'm ready. And this, you, like the other callers, have to open your heart fully to it. because you're very all business.
Yeah.
Business right now. Right now.
In fact, that's the kind of person I envision, somebody I can do business with.
And oh, by the way, I got to tell you, I didn't want to say that, but I do see somebody, I do see you almost meeting him through business.
Yeah,
okay.
That has
what
to
they're
be.
Showing
it has to be.
Yeah, I got to say, yeah, they did show me that. I didn't want to say that originally because
yeah.
I don't like giving too specific, but because you said it, then obviously I can
yeah.
bring it forward. What you need to right. also heal is there is this sort of feeling of slight discontent. Do you know where that lives in you? Slight discontent.
Discontent?
Where does your discontent around love? There's this sort of like uncomfortable feeling around it.
It might be just from the past, you know, from the past.
It's from
like,
the past.
You know,
people
come in and they like you because, oh, you're doing that and you're that, you're interesting, you're different. And then the minute they're with you, it's like they just want some boring 9-to-5 person who's going to sit and watch TV at night, and that's not me.
Well, and so what you're saying is, and I use this all the time, and this is for everybody today, is I'm looking for the person that's looking for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking for that person. I'm allowing in the person. And the other thing I tell people is you cannot miss your person. And what I will tell you is the universe, and this is again for everybody, is lining up the rendezvous for you. All you have to do is not resist it and listen to the call. So that might mean taking a job or not taking a job. That might mean going to this coffee shop. It might be going to this market. Who knows? Okay. So what you need to do, though, a little bit, and this really for everybody, it's interesting with the crew today, is really opening yourself while you're wherever you are, is I'm open to my resonant connections. And that means with people, with friends, with colleagues, with my person. It's opening to resonant connections. That's
I like that, yeah.
For you. Because it's just going to open you up a little bit and allow it in. Because you're not going to go find it. You don't have time to go find it. You need it to come
no.
to you onto your doorstep. And by the way, I was the same way. My husband walked into my work. And you want to be connected enough with yourself to go recognize him when you see him. And that's the part of staying open.
And that's the part when you said you don't want to miss the call.
Uh-huh. They'll keep calling you. What that means is.
Oh, okay.
Like my husband, for example, said, I worked in Santa Monica at the time here in California, and my husband's like, I don't know why, but I would always drive down to Santa Monica and just drive around when I was upset. And he didn't know, he was pulled towards me, but he didn't know really where, do you know what I mean? And we have 100 of those. So it's really finding like, hey, I'm being called somewhere. Let me listen. So for you, it's about, I'm just listening. I'm going to be connected with my heart. I'm calling in the resonant connections, and that's all you have to do, and then let the universe do the rest of the work for you.
Right. Got it.
Yes? And
yeah,
you need someone that
fun.
Can handle you. You need someone that can, exactly, super fun. And you need someone that can really handle you. You know
yeah,
I mean?
I'm I don't have time for bullshit, you know.
I don't either, honey. Listen, I'm the same way, totally, which is good. It's good.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you so much, Phyllis.
Thank you, Nadia.
So nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
Keep me posted.
Bye-bye.
I love hearing
you. I will.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, next I have Anna, North Carolina. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Nadia. It's good to meet you. I'm not familiar with
you,
too. But I'm going to go look now.
Oh, you're so cute. Well, how can I help you today?
Well, for me, it's not about relationship. It's
good.
It's about resistance. I've been doing the work with loving me, and one of
yes.
the things that Dee has put forward to me was, I can't be the God of me, and I've been working on
yeah.
that. And mm-hmm. There's resistance to moving forward in certain things, but really blocks. For example,
okay,
I have a rental property that
okay.
I have on the market, and I've been working with from the love place. The house is sold. The money is in my bank account. And
okay.
it turns out that the neighbor next door has piled even into my yard a bunch of junk. And
okay.
it's the house will not sell that way. And he's a drug addict, and so
you're dealing with a lot of sort of, so the feeling is what? So I always say, look at the manifestation is a symbol, and I love that you know this, and you're way ahead of the game. So it's almost like the belief that someone else can keep me from manifesting or creating something I want, right?
Yes.
So this
yes.
man has power over my experience.
That's
instead
the reality
of
for
one,
me right now. Yeah.
Totally. I get it. I 100% get it, and we know. So let's look at that. So the rental property, I'm going to use this example. It's not going to matter. They're telling me don't worry about this guy and his crap and his stuff. That's just a logistical thing. Let's call in the people that are looking for your rental property, that need your home. Okay? That's what we're looking for. We want to call in the people that are looking for your home, where it's a win-win,
okay.
right? So there's three things I have to give you, though. So let me start with number one. Number one, the first thing they showed me when you got on the call was you're learning to mother yourself. That's the work you've been doing. It's like you're the inner child and the mother at the same time to yourself. So anytime there's something wrong, you know, the way we learn to self-love is to go, hey, like what you would with your child. Hey, it's okay. You got this. I believe in you. I love you, right? So that's what you're learning to do with yourself. And so I wanted to just
yeah.
give you that metaphor of the mothering yourself, because I think that will help you in the way you speak to yourself, in the self-talk, okay? In your loving yourself sort of, you know, because there is this feeling of, and that you've been grown with, and this is a great one, which is power. So power is your major place of resistance, is owning it fully. There's still this belief that there is outside forces that will create or intrude upon you, okay? So does this feel familiar for you, for your life?
Oh, this is really resonating, yes.
Yes, okay, good. So the what you're learning in this life is there is this sort of balance between what I'm seeing and what is and real life and the spirituality, and you're just learning that, okay, so this man who's a drug addict and the neighbor and intruding on your property, what do you want in this situation?
Well, I would like for him to move it all and be respectful.
Good. Okay. So I'm going to tell you how to do that. So we know what we want. I want it out. I don't care how it gets out. I want it out. I want to bless yes. this man away from me. So I do this exercise. I think it's really powerful. When you don't want to deal with the person in physical form, you call in the soul. So you're going to call in the soul, and this is owning your power. I'm calling in the soul of this man, and I'm going to say, I bless you. I wish you all the best. I hope you are, that you find your path. I'm blessing you away from my period property, and you're going to see a beautiful white light around your property. You're going to glow it up, and you're going to say, this property is attracting to it the perfect people that love it, that honor it, that are excited to be there, that I'm excited to know, that there's a resonant connection with me and these people, and I love them. They become like friends and family to me, and this man is blessed away, and I hope he finds his path, and I blast him with light, but we're removing him from my experience, and you do that every day for 30 days. You do it every day for 30 days, I guarantee you will see a change. Okay? That's
okay.
One. Number two, in calling in the people, you're going to sit down and you're going to write out exactly the kind of tenants you want. I want people that have plenty of money and they have great credit and they're wonderful to be around, and I love having them in the house. And you're going to light up the energy of that rental property with love. You're going to say people feel good when they walk in the door. As soon as you walk in, you feel wonderful. You feel at home here. You feel safe here. You see what I mean? You need to start doing this work a little bit. This is the work, is what energy do I want to put in? Not what's coming at me. What am I adding? What am I bringing? Do you feel the difference in the power? In that?
Totally, totally.
Good.
Yes.
Good, good.
Yes.
Yes, Anna. That is it for you.
Thank you so much. This has been
Thank
awesome.
You, Anna. Oh, good.
It's nice to meet you,
like
Nadia.
Nice to meet you too, Anna. Thank you. Okay, next. Oh, Parita from Finland. Hi, beautiful. Someone else.
Hello. Nice to meet
Hi,
you again.
So how can I help you today?
Well, I think you might remember that I've been looking for a new job since December.
Yes.
And I don't even get to interviews. And now, today or yesterday, I decided, like, I'm just going to continue kind of my businesses, and I had a new idea. And so, but I would love to get some clarity that how do you see the energy of, like, my purpose work-wise, or my what's blocking me now? And it's just a little mess,
Yeah. Okay, I hear you. And so there's the first thing. Is you need, in order to feel fulfilled with what you do, you need, and this is, again, about resonant connection. You want to work with people that you really enjoy being, like, to work with people that you really enjoy being around and that are uplifting and fun is very important to you. Okay, so I just need you to know that, because I feel like you've been in very serious different work environments, and so there's a part of you that's like, I don't want to do that old thing I did. I don't want to go into something where I just show up to work and, you know, I'm not happy. You really want to feel excited and passionate about what you're doing. So knowing that you have that desire is why you're not getting interviews, because things that are not matched to that, you're like in between. You're in between attracting what you want, but you can't attract the old stuff anymore. You know, it doesn't work, but you're not quite a match to the new job yet. So let's get you a match, okay? Let's see what we can do to help you line up with your highest job. Okay. Okay, well, they are showing me definitely that you want, that the money is coming in for you. So the money's there. So let's see where. Good. Okay. So number one is you want to call in. I see a partner for you as far as in work is concerned, almost like someone you're working with side by side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because you've been very alone in the way you work, and they're just saying that doesn't work for you anymore. Okay, good. So because there's sort of so many things you can do well, I feel like there's a lot of things you could do, and that's why you're kind of scattered. What you want to do is call in what is going to light up my life force energy. So it's like bringing what's going to bring me to life. Okay? That's what you want to ask for. Because right now there's this sort of I got to get a job, and it's very serious. It's not bringing you to life. So you want to call in what's bringing me to life, what's making me excited to wake up in the morning, okay?
Just here. But that's what I have been doing.
Good.
I thought that I was doing that.
Okay, so I get a no. So let me see what the resistance is. There's definitely this sort of, okay, good. Yeah, okay, so there's, you're kind of, thank you. They're like, she's impatient about it. It's like you're doing it, but then you're like, well, where is it? I'm doing it. Where is it? I'm doing it. Where is it? It's like a taking score, you know, instead of it's going to be here when it's here. There's a little bit of this, like, I need to let it go and call it in a way. Now, you have, they are showing me that this is going to be soon. Do you want, let me see if I can get a timeline for you, okay? I know I don't have, thank you. Okay, so they just said, you're still in a level of discontent with your daily life. And that discontent with your daily life, that little bit of like, I'm not happy where I am, I'm not satisfied where I am, is locking you up. So can you find a way to find, hey, I'm satisfied in this moment drinking my coffee in the morning? Or can you find those moments of satisfaction? Because the not being happy or not having the job is very active. So that's why you're not, this stuff isn't flowing as fast as it needs to be flowing.
It's a little bit of a challenge in this single mother life of two kids.
And they did show me, the family. Yeah, they show me the family, and so there's this pressure. There's pressure, but, you know, they are manifesting for themselves too. So if you get together and say, we want to manifest money, you're even more powerful. If you can bring them in on the manifestation instead of you going, I have to take care of, they are co-creators with you. You're teaching them how to manifest abundance, and they are just as powerful as you are, if not more. So I would use their energy. What do you guys think? What would be fun for mommy to do? What would be fun for me to do? What do you see me doing? What do you think I would love to do? Bring them in on it.
I created this kind of summer job for all of us three, that we would sell these postcards, because I'm a photographer and a life coach. Those two, and we would have this sales booth. And I already had all sort of ideas how to do this also by internet, and I think we are going to do that. But the
That's
problem
great.
Always with me has been that, as you said, I have so many talents and I could do
yes.
so many things well that I'm confused myself that you're like, what's my mission? Or what's the biggest thing?
So don't worry about that. Just go, I'm going to listen to where I'm called to go and know that I can do it, whatever it is. But show me, like, I love being in where you are because you're going, show me where to go. Every morning, I'm open. My heart is open. I'm excited to see what the universe is going to bring me today. I'm open to seeing where am I going to feel the most fulfilled and joyful and satisfied. And, oh, by the way, it might be different tomorrow, but today, just focus on today. What's going to bring me joy and satisfaction today? It might be working on this business. It might be connecting with somebody that's connecting with somebody else. Because you're right, you're going to have your hand in a lot of pots. You're not going to have one pot. I hate to tell you. You don't have one purpose. You have several. So if you get overwhelmed by that, you're not allowing all the possibilities to come to you. So,
but is there still some...
Go ahead.
Sorry. Is there still some, like, major blocking the kind of success
no.
and money
no.
that I'm...
It's your daily discontent and daily
okay.
frustration. That's it. If you can manage daily... If you can do 15 minutes a day, this is why I tell people the manifestation of 15 minutes a day, a meditation for 15 minutes a day. If you can get for 15 minutes a day, I'm feeling satisfied. Look at how healthy and strong my kids are. Look at how beautiful my kids are. You know what? We have a roof over our head. In this moment, we're okay, and I'm feeling satisfied. I do know that I have so many things I can do. I'm excited to see what the universe brings me. If you can get in that energy for 15 minutes a day, you will see a change.
Great. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Thank you, Prisa. Email me. I love the updates. You know, I love the updates.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, next, Daniel in Arizona. Hello.
Hey, Maria.
Hi. Male energy representing. I love it.
Yep, you need to have it sometime. I think you somewhat answered some of the questions I had in my mind, so I'm guessing go for a general.
Okay, that's great. All right, Daniel, I like your energy. You have a very lovely, lovely, lovely energy. So it's very nice. Okay, so you're really, they're showing me that you have a lot of gifts and talents, actually, that you haven't tapped into fully. Okay?
Yes.
So a lot of this year for you is about opening that up for you. Also, I am seeing the partnership card for you again, okay, like with people. So is that something you're looking for?
Not specifically, no.
Okay, let's see why. They're showing me male energy around money. Do you know what this is about? Male around money?
No. No.
Okay,
no.
What do you do?
I do several things. Professionally perform as a dancer with a contemporary dance company. I do costuming for a local theater company. And
okay, is there a male in your life that there's this, I feel like there's a desire for a man with money, and I don't know if that's like to produce something, I don't know if that's in a, I'm not sure where, but they're showing me a desire for this, okay? And that, again, you have many gifts and talents, and still you haven't even scratched the surface of your gifts and talents. There is this feeling of, so I don't, you know, I always say take it with a grain of salt when source brings it in. Just take it and go, okay, Nadia, that crazy lady said that. I'm going to think about that and see if that's something I want. I don't know
right.
if, it just feels like it's in the back there. So I'm not sure. Do you have like your own projects that you've written or done or anything like that?
Not specifically, but moving into doing some healing work and energy work as well.
Okay, great. So just look out for a man that maybe, I'm not sure where this is, just take it with a grain of salt. So around your opening to your gifts and talents, they are showing me, Daniel, that you have this sort of, you're so talented and you have such a, you're very visual. Like it's just, you see things. Like I always say, like the way I see your energy is like, you can see the whole picture. And it's a very unique way of the way you look at things. Okay, and it's very powerful for you, the way you see things, really wonderful. And but when you perform or do things, there's this little bit of hiding, or you need to be perfect, or it needs to be exactly right. okay, that's blocking you from being completely like people on the fucking floor, excuse my language, when you dance or when you do something. There's this sort of piece of you that you're holding back so it's perfect.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Okay. So maybe you are the man with money.
that actually sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's maybe this aspect of you that's more powerful and knows your value. And because they just said this to me. It's like as you move into willingness to show your true self to the world, the money is going to come flowing in really fast. If there's this connection between you letting go of the perfection, letting it be a little messy and knowing that that's where the power is. Is the being willing to go, I don't know, and let go in the moment. Okay, so does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, you're very powerful in your physical body, but there's this, just again, connecting your physical body with your heart fully, because you have a lot of beautiful expression inside of you. I love dance, by the way. I'm a huge dance. I was in musical theater for most of my life and a singer as well when I was lit from 7 to 25. And but for me, I watch every dance show. I have such a love and appreciation for dancers. So I love it that you do that.
Ah, thank you.
Anything else you'd like to ask? I feel like there's one more thing. They showed me you're opening your psychic awareness. You're working on that. So what I would do is I would sit down, and they're saying, hey, you need a little guidance because it's like it's there and then it's not there. You don't have a consistent sort of psychic awareness. I think you're really good with other people, but not as good with yourself. And I think you got to work on you and you, like getting the psychic guidance for yourself so that you can even help others more. And what I would do is I would sit down and this is what I do with channel. And I say, I'm listening. And I just say, I'm listening. And I close my eyes and I sit with a pen and a piece of paper with a pen in my hand. And I wait to see what I hear. And it'll feel like your own thoughts, but you'll know because the tone and the language is going to be slightly different. And do that every day. Get that channel opening so it's really clear as it comes through. Because they're showing me you doing creative work. They're showing you writing something or it's like things are ready to come through you.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Thank you, Daniel.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. I think I have time for one more person. Okay. Michelle, California. Michelle.
Hi, Nadia. Hi. Oh, I'm so excited. Daniel. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Just made it.
I'll jump in. I was having car troubles, and as soon as I said out loud what my car problems were, I knew it had to do with me. And what it was I said, why am I having so much trouble shifting? And I was like, it was like a light bulb.
Right, of course, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you, like many others, and you still feel like you got to do it all yourself. And for you, it is again about, I'm calling in the resonant people to help me, to see me, the resonant clients, the resonant energies, the cooperative components of the universe to bring this in. You still feel like I'm doing it all myself. I have to do it. I have to do the chef's gear. And you're the one of those people that you're like, I've manifested it all. Now I got to let go. You know, you are a master teacher. You know that's your purpose. You know that's why you're here. And part of that is it feels like, oh, I have to be in, like, the leader position. But you'll see, as I always see, too, is, like, I mean, they are showing me a mother energy, too, Mama. So I just want to tell you that there is this mother energy coming in for you. And I don't know, it's either you wanting to be a mother or the divine mother also. It's like, I think it might even be both. And wrestling with that a little bit.
Okay.
That's a little bit of the resistance too. And thank you. The highest thing is you really judge yourself. You're still judging yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the major one, Mama. That's the major one that's hurting you.
Okay.
Calling in your people, releasing self-judgment and looking at the mother energy, looking at if that's something you really want to bring in this life. Really sitting with that. Okay. And it's up right now. Okay.
Mother energy. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, beautiful. You guys, it's been such a pleasure talking to you guys all today. Thank you for letting me be on Grace Your Presence. We've had an amazing time. Again, I'm Nadia Angelini, intuitionbynadia@gmail.com. And I will, Dee will be back next week, and I will chat with you guys another time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.